Welcome to your five for the day. There's an old joke about a man who jumped out of an aeroplane only to discover that his parachute was jammed. As the wind rushed by him, he took the thing off and desperately tried to untangle it. Suddenly, a man shot past him, flying upward at tremendous speed. The man with the chute looked up and yelled, "Hey, do you know anything about parachutes?" The other man called down, "No, do you know anything about gas stoves?" I don't know about you, but it seems like we're always going up or down, doesn't it? Every day has its high spots and low points, and every year has its peaks and its troughs. Sometimes we're on the mountain top, sometimes we're in the valley. Sometimes we're high on life, and then we're down in the dumps. None of us are immune to life's alternating patterns, nor were the heroes of the Bible. Think of any biblical character you want to, from Adam to Zacharias. As you read about God's people in his word, each had good days and bad ones. Take Elijah, for example. In one chapter, we see him calling down fire from heaven on the ridge of Mount Carmel. Turn a few pages, and he's hiding under a juniper tree, wishing he were dead. In the first chapter of Job's book, we see him, rich and respected, on top of the world, happy home, happy wife, good health, good wealth. A few verses later, he's sitting in the ashes, mourning his family, reduced to poverty, and scraping his sores with bits of old pottery. Consider the patriarch Joseph. He's pictured in Genesis 40 rotting in prison. Turn the page and he's the Prime Minister of Egypt. When John the Baptist started preaching, he instantly became the most successful and renowned evangelist in four centuries. But when we next see him, he's sending word to Jesus from prison, asking, "Are you the coming one, or do we look for another?" In Matthew 16, Peter heard Jesus saying to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah." 5 verses later, he heard the same voice say, "Get behind me, Satan." Perhaps no one except Christ himself experienced a greater range of highs and lows than King David, the author of many of the Psalms. I love his writings because he seems to have known all the ups and downs of life as we do. And there's a psalm to match our every mood. Psalm 30 is an excellent example. It begins, "I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me." The term David used for lifted up is the same word that was used for dipping a bucket down a well and drawing up water. David was saying, "Lord, you reached into the grave and pulled me right out. I was almost gone." Furthermore, the word extol means to lift up. The psalmist was saying, "I will lift you up in my praise, Lord, for you have lifted me up in your mercy." David went on to describe how God had taken him from hurting to healing, from weeping to joy, from poverty to prosperity, from mourning to dancing, and from silence to singing. He ended by saying, "Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent." Psalm 30 simply reflects spiritual realism. Life isn't ideal. Troubles hit us hard. We can be cast down, but God is faithful. His compassions never fail, for great is his faithfulness. He is all we need, our all-sufficient Saviour, our all-in-all. Whether we're up or whether we're down, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.